The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 2024 Hunger Games. Just kidding. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network drafts. It might be hard to believe, but I am not your regular host, DeAndre Robinson. Surprise, surprise. But I am your host, Amanda Kohlhofer. We have decided to, Dre has graciously delegated hosting abilities to the rest of the network and, you know, to give his lovely voice a break and give the rest of us time to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So, hello, and these are my friends. Casey, hello.
Hi. I'm Casey, host of, co-host of An Evening at the Movies. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to have a topic in this fine assortment of horseshit buttfuckery that we will be doing tonight. But yes, on with the show. Next.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So glad to have you. I'm so glad
hey, stranger.
That and Jen are getting in this thing with us. Kendra, hi. Honey, how are you?
Hello. I'm a little perturbed. I just found out an interesting fact. We know that Emmys just happened. So in Hulu, it like has like Emmy winner or whatever under old shows too. Who's the Boss? I have to read this. They were nominated for 10 primetime Emmys and 5 Golden Globes. Martin, on the other hand, was never nominated for any of those, but did have 2 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, some NAACP, and 1 People's Choice. So that is insane, and that's what's bugging me today. Who's the Boss, really, over Martin? Questionable, questionable. That's why we question the 80s, everything.
You never including
my first. And that's never. My end of my debate for the 80s, 90s this week. There you go.
No. Never question the 80s, my love.
Wait, which way do I look? This way.
You. Yeah, that way. Harvey, hi.
Hi, hi. Yeah, first of all, what we won't do here is disrespect the 80s. It's the best decade. Now, you said Who's the Boss had 10. Did it have 10 Emmys or 10 nominations?
Nominations, but okay. Martin never got any.
Well, because it's a black show. We know that. Come on.
But Who's the Boss?
Who's the boss was quiet. Let's not disrespect Who's the Boss.
It was just a knockoff of Mr. Belvedere.
Which was kind of, yeah. Amazing.
Really? I mean, did anybody want to get a piece of that Mr. Belvedere?
Was he a butler or was he a housekeeper?
Like he was a butler.
Did they
make money for him to be a butler?
I know. That's what I was thinking. It was just like...
Theme songs though, Mr. Belvedere kicks Who's the Boss. Yeah.
No, it does not. No, it does not. The theme to what? Okay, let's just
all right. Matter before.
What?
Okay.
Hi, Harvey. Hi, Harvey.
All right. Yeah. Enough. Okay. Let me go back to my Rick. Okay. Either way, yes, it's going to be fun drafting.
Thank you.
I have been on a nice. It's been fun. This is. I feel like this is a more conservative set of things that we're going to do today. I like it. It's going to be fun. We can talk about the 80s later. And I'm looking to win both of these. So feel free to vote for Harv. Let's do it.
Feel free to vote for anybody but Harv.
Vote for me.
No. I will not be voting for Harvey this week.
Harvey's going to stroke out.
Hey, he's so far at the top. The only way for him to go is down. So Casey and I have decided that we are convening our first meeting of the Finer Things Club with tonight's topics. So there we go. Okay.
Yes.
Dre, hello. How weird does it feel to not be introducing yourself?
It actually feels good. I don't have to, do with the intro shit. Go do what you got to do. All right. So hello. Welcome to the Academic Rinkies Pocket Network Draft. Thank you, Amanda, for writing. You struck a line into it, bro. Obviously, that's my spiel. Howard, though, I want to thank Amanda for hosting, and then everyone else, because everyone's going to definitely get a chance to host. I think Casey's next week. Yeah, just give me a chance to just relax and just not host and just to have fun. So thank you, Amanda.
Woo! And Shanna.
Hi, everybody. I am back. And I know that Harvey mentioned that the topics this evening are tame, but he forgot that I'm going to be here. So I will take the most tame of topics and just destroy it. So I am excited to draft with my friends.
Okay. And Shanna's first pick in the movie score draft will be Debbie Does Dallas. Okay.
Oh, that's just a God. Series of moans and
sounds. That's the movie score.
Oh, it's a score, nonetheless.
So we are here tonight to do two different draft topics. Our first topic will be our favorite books draft. So these are our personal favorite books that we love and probably think everybody should read. Our second draft will be movie scores, but for best books, our draft order is going to be Casey, Kendra, Harvey, Shanna, Dre, and me. And don't look for me to move anytime in the next bracket. Okay, are we ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, Casey. What is your first pick?
I'm 80% going to stick to a promise that I made earlier. My first pick in the drafts of this week, written by Stephen King, The Shining.
Okay.
Okay. So, make sure, Casey, make sure you tell everybody the rules, though, about the books.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, the idea I came up with for the draft was basically very open-ended, but if anybody picks a book from a series, once that book in the series is picked, that entire series is off the table. Nobody else can pick from that series. So if somebody picks a Harry Potter book, nobody else can pick a Harry Potter book after that.
All right.
And I'm cool. Still taking The Shining number one.
So Casey's trying to fight with me today, so there's that.
Hey, what did I just spend 3 hours doing?
I don't know.
I what thought did you didn't want me to call anybody.
I'm not saying the name. I just said, what did I just spend 3 hours doing?
Self-help. Anyway.
Kendra.
I'm going with The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog by Mo Williams. It is a children's book, but it is my favorite children's book. I love them. Okay. And it is part of a series, and it's called The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog. Check it.
That's cool. Okay. All right. Respect.
Casey's getting on his Amazon list as we speak.
Is it one of those books that looks like a kid's book, but it's really dirty, like Brenda's
Barber? No. No, okay. It's a legit, like, you'll find it in the kids section of your Barnes & Noble. It's just a pigeon, and he, like, always wants to do things, and you're like, no, pigeon, and he's like, but what a hot dog! It's really good. It's the character I want to voice most if they ever do a live act, like an animated movie.
Oh, that's so adorable. Okay, Harvey.
I am going to, everybody talks about how old I am. Well, not everybody, just Kendra.
The Bible. And that's
fine. The Bible.
No, the first edition. I have it.
Iliad, the Odyssey. Like, signed by Jesus. Signed by Jesus. No, all 12 men at the dinner.
He was the editor. That's it. He was there. But I'm going to go with one of my favorite books, and that is by the amazing Harper Lee. And that is To Kill a Mockingbird.
You suck.
I knew that. Wasn't
I thought you were gonna go with the Holy Grail on tablet.
My favorite is
the Rosetta Stone.
The first edition of the Ten Commandments. I have them both.
He has the very first hieroglyphic that was ever written. Oh my
God. He's got a signed copy of The Author. He was there.
Mm-hmm. And it took him 3 years to sign it because he had to use a stone. Just chisel.
I need to settle down because you're like 20 minutes older than me.
No, that's not true. Shanna, you're younger than me and Casey.
Yeah.
He's 20 minutes older than me.
20 minutes older than Casey. All right. Shanna, what is your first pick?
See, I'm torn here because I didn't put it on my list originally because I thought Cam was going to be here, but I'm going Harry Potter.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, once you pick one, the whole series is off the table. Yep. So.
But I'm picking one.
Gotcha.
You got to pick the original.
Yeah. But you still, no, the original is the best one.
It's my favorite.
If you're going to pick one, people are going to know that one. So, I'm rewatching the movies right now. Graphics don't hold up, y'all. Dobby looks lost.
My dog looks like Dobby.
Shanna, are you doing Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone? Because they're literally the same book, but over the pond is Philosopher's Stone. Or here, Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer.
Okay.
Okay.
This is America.
America. America.
And Shan likes sorcerers.
I do.
All right.
I fancy myself one.
I really think I know Dre's, but I'm excited. Dre, what is your first pick?
My first pick, and like I have a three-way tie for my favorite book. Three-way tie. So it's hard to pick number one. However, I'm going with a book that got me through my teens and preteen years. I am going with A Child Called It, actually.
Wow.
Oh damn!
The Child Called It. Room down.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's one of my favorite books of all time, and it is in the series. So there's no lost boy or a man named Dave.
Sorry, but, don't worry. Nobody else taking another one, bro.
So, but one of my favorite books of all time is The Child Called It.
My mom hates reading, and she read that.
I remember reading it. I think I was in high school because I had seen it on a talk show. Dave Pelzer had been on a talk show. I remember just reading it and just sobbing, like. I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, the atrocities.
I read Sybil, and after that, I was like, I'm not reading A Child Called It. Okay. So I guess it's my turn. Well, I would just like it to be noted for the record. I am not mad in any kind of way, but Casey did take my number one favorite book of all time, so shame on him. That's fine. I'm going to go with my second favorite book of all time, a book I had no business reading in high school, Flowers in the Attic.
Oof. So good.
So much.
No business reading that shit.
Like, what happened in V.C. Andrews' life that, like, all these brothers and sisters be humping?
I know. Every single series.
It is crazy.
But they're all so good.
They really are. The whole series is good. Even the prequel.
Like tween soap operas.
Yeah. With incest. Okay. So for round one, we have The Shining, The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog, To Kill a Mockingbird, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, A Child Called It, and Flowers in the Attic. And now it is my turn again. And, I'm not going to get votes, but I don't really care, actually. I'm going to go for a book that really got me through my, like, tween years and something I read a million times the whole series. I'm going with Anne of Green Gables.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Dre.
So this next book, like I said, there's three books top of my favorite. I don't know how to choose, but this next book is thicker than the Bible, actually. And I love it. I actually love the movie adaptation as well. This book is called The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes.
This book is fucking amazing. It is a long read. I'm not gonna lie to you. It definitely is. However, though, it is a fucking amazing book. So
I have it on hold at the library.
Nice.
Say that again, Shannon.
I have it on hold at the library. It's like a long wait list.
Mm-hmm. Over 1,000 pages, 1,020 pages to be exact.
You didn't
bring it on.
Nobody else had to read it in high school.
No, oh, whatever. Okay. I felt part of like this. This is the thing. But I'm never gonna read this. I read the first chapters. I got to like the end. Like oh shit! I read all through this motherfucker.
That was required reading for me, but yes, it's still a great book. So awesome. All right, Shan, what do you got?
Sorry, my dog was begging for a treat. Larry. Gross. I'm going with The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Which one is that one?
The very first one.
First
one.
I'm totally nerding out here.
Hey, that's cool. I love that for you.
As of right now, Shannon's winning the whole full thing.
She's like, everybody yeah. Knows. Yeah. Okay. Harvandre.
Oof. I've got like two. I am gonna go with The Autobiography.
You suck! God damn it!
Told to by Alex Hanley. Yes.
Wait, which one?
There's only one. The Autobiography of Malcolm X.
I didn't hear you say Malcolm X. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
No, that was my fault because I screamed out, you suck. the two of my fucking books that I was hoping to get later.
Okay. Good choice. I'm liking the volatility here. Okay.
Let's go with the oldest Kendra.
Oh, Kendra, before you go, you sure says I'm broke, but what?
I'm happy. It's Alanis Morissette.
I'm broke, but I'm happy.
I'm going to go with the first Goosebumps book I ever read. It's my favorite, Stay Out of the Basement by R.L. Stine.
Nice.
Such a good cover. The lime green with the purple. Mm.
You see they're doing another R.L. Stine prom night movie like they did with the first one?
I literally have that book on my shelf up here. I'm so excited.
So
very excited.
So I got a question for everybody. I mean, since Goosebumps off the table, do anybody have a favorite Goosebumps book? Because mine it never went to live action, which I hate. Mine was the Evil Twin, my Evil Twin. Mm. I love that one. And because it goes from the twin to the other, like it will pay back and forth.
Perspective.
Yeah, perspective. Oh, that was amazing. Anybody's got a favorite Goosebumps book?
I was too old for Goosebumps. Fear Street was what people our age were reading.
Yeah. Or Lois Duncan.
Yeah.
Sorry for being young.
Yeah.
I was part of the Stephen King club, so I was getting those hardcover Stephen King books once a month. Oh, so wow. I was in. Yeah, that's how old I was. So it's Firestarter. Yeah. You guys know what I love. So
yeah.
I loved Christopher Pike too.
Yeah. Good one. I did mostly Fear Street, but yeah, I'm definitely with you on that.
I used to get so amped up when I would go to the library and I'd find a copy of a book that wasn't checked out. From like R.L. Stine or Christopher Pike, and then I go home and I devour it because a lot of times our power was shut off, so I'd have to read.
Oh yeah. Okay, Casey, you ready to take another one of my picks, or what are you doing
here? You both have good taste. That's what that means.
I feel like I don't want to steal another one of your picks unless you have this on your list. But I'm going to go back to a prior episode of the great On Hiatus podcast, Literature Reapers, and go with A Time to Kill.
I thought Dre was taking that.
I have it on there on my list. And also, that is, so Cam is not here, but that is, it was on both of our lists.
Nice.
And I will say Cam's list when we get done.
Okay, cool. All right, so round two, we have Anne of Green Gables, The Count of Monte Cristo, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, The Biography of Malcolm X, Goosebumps, Stay Out of the Basement, and A Time to Kill. Round three, Casey, what you got?
Let's see. A little classic literature. We'll go with Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, you mother.
You
son of a motherless goat. Okay.
Son of a
yeah. I hear that's a good book, but that movie in the 90s was not good. That movie was not good.
Unfortunate.
Wait, what wasn't good, Kay?
The movie.
Dracula.
The original? The 1931?
No, the
90s.
Do not be smirked, yeah. Gary Oldman.
Just saying.
Gary Oldman was pretty good. Okay.
He's a treasure.
I have no problem with Gary Oldman. The fake Winona Ryder, Keanu Reeves, British accents.
Yeah, they weren't great. They weren't great. That is fair. Okay. Whose turn is it? Kendra.
I'm going to go with Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Oh,
poetry for you.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
He's going to win with the kids' books. Let's just.
I have the Giving Tree stump tattoo on my foot.
Oh,
I
love Shel Silverstein.
I think Where the Sidewalk Ends you might get my vote with that. Shel Silverstein is tits.
Well, I knew I wasn't getting your vote with freaking Stealing the Shining.
Damn right.
True story. All right. Harvey.
Oh, wow. How about, let's go with American Psycho.
Nice.
It's a book, too.
Rat. Son of an onion.
Good choice. Okay, Shanna.
I am going to go with a heartbreaking classic. The Diary of Anne Frank.
I had that next, actually. Good choice. That was my next pick.
Really, really good choice.
There's also a really, really good book called The Betrayal of Anne Frank, where they do like forensic investigations to figure out who it was that ratted the family out.
Mm. I've read that too. Very interesting.
Wow.
Okay. Dre. What do you have for us?
The third thing on Dre's top three books is a book that makes you question religion a little bit, but it makes energy, things you do with energy, different. You see it different. And it's called The Celestine Prophecy.
Okay.
I love The Celestine Prophecy.
Okay.
So those are my top three books of all time right there.
I have heard of that. Very cool. Okay. Good job. Damn it. Okay. It's my turn. Shit. I don't know what I'm gonna pick. I already took all my books.
Not one of mine.
I think, well, you said you weren't picking mine and you weren't picking King, and here we are. So I don't know what your choices are. Love you, mean it. Okay, I am going to go with Gone Girl.
Mm. Ooh, good one.
I read that in right 2 hours. It is amazing.
It is a page turner. And, you know, a lot of times you can see a twist kind of coming.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be me. I did not fucking see that coming. I've heard people say that they did, but I did not. Of all the directions that could have gone, I did not have that on my bingo card. So,
no, like
464 pages in 2 hours. You're crazy.
That's why I took speed reading in high school. Maybe the best course I ever took.
Speed reading is
honestly.
Yeah.
Also, I watched Saltburn with Amanda last night, and the number of times she's like, "Wait, no." Like, it was pretty great.
I've been waiting to watch that. Like, is it a good watch? I'm ready to watch
it. It is, yeah.
Okay,
do not watch it with your children.
Oh, hell no.
And for the men.
Like, I never enjoy movies with them around.
Right. To the guys, there are scenes that will probably make you slightly uncomfortable. They made us slightly uncomfortable, too.
They cuss my dick off?
No.
What? Let's not talk about that.
Okay. Then, I'm fine.
But okay, so round three, we have Dracula, Where the Sidewalk Ends, American Psycho, The Diary of Anne Frank, The Celestine Prophecy, and Gone Girl. And so we are on round four, and it is my turn again. And I think I don't want anybody to get mad at me for this because I really did read it and I really did like it, but I'm scared I'm going to get yelled at if I pick it.
Pick it.
I know exactly what it is.
Pick it. I am picking The Hate U Give.
Oh, you suck too. Oh, God damn it.
I mean, that's not
a good book.
What? I thought you were going to say the Taylor Swift.
I started it, and it's not well written. From a writing perspective, sorry. I just looked at the first page, and it was like, I can't read this. And this is coming from a girl who reads pigeon books. I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
It just wasn't for me.
Kendra, I understand what you're saying a little bit. Like, if you're reading it from a critique standpoint, as far as, like, structure and grammar and word placement, but the story and like the message was just really, I don't know, it was really powerful to me. And that was kind of when, you know, when Black Lives Matter started and people really started talking about all these books, you know, like, hey, white people, read these books. And I was like, okay, I'll read some of these books. And I think that was the first one I read. And so it was just really like, as I read more and they were all very similar, I was like, well, goddamn, this just sucks. But for the first one, it was like, man, you know, I didn't know. So anyway, and the movie, I like the movie too, but that's just me. The
movie's good, really good.
Okay, anyway, that was my rant. Dre, what is your next pick?
Speaking of movies, books and movie adaptions, the movie is better. Not far better, but movie is better. But the book is amazing.
The only thing
I dislike about the book is those Africa letters and they added like the Africa letters. I am going with The Color Purple here.
Okay.
I'm going with The Color Purple here.
It's okay. All right.
I have not read that book because I'm honestly scared to, because I've seen the movie several times and I need to read it, but I'm scared.
It's not a bad book. It's a lot more graphic than the movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's not for the faint of heart, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kendra, have you read Color Purple? No. Have you tried?
I'm scared.
Because you may have.
I've literally read like none of these like classic books.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. You may have the same kind of issue with if you try to read The Color Purple, but that kind of writing it's purposeful.
I feel like that would be okay because it's like, well, that was of the time. Yeah. I mean, there's just something in that first page. I was like,
I hear that.
Okay. Where are we? Shannon.
I am. Kendra just got done talking about the classics, so I'm going to go with the classic. I'm going The Babysitter's Club, Christie's Great Idea.
Nice.
Even though Marianne better, but you know, you guys heard the first one.
I was a Christie girl. I was like, Christie's a...
Here's the thing. I was a tomboy, so I'm like, I don't get horoscopes, but if you tell me you're Babysitter Club girl, I know everything about you that I need to know. And I am like a Christie rising and a Marianne moon. That's... We'll say that.
Lisa, you're right.
Yeah.
It is Lisa more disturbing. Said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, scared to read The Color Purple because it'll be more disturbing. And Lisa, that's exactly what I was saying. I don't know.
Sometimes you need to be disturbed.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Like, I 100% agree. I am just.
But it's hard to make yourself doing it. It's hard to do something you know is going to hurt.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive. And I get, like, you can ask my husband, I'll see something on TV or read something in a book. And I will, if that moment makes me uncomfortable enough, I will obsess about it for weeks at a time. And I will just like torture myself with it. And so I'm like, yes, I want the discomfort, but also I want to sleep at some point. let's see. Oh, so I was going to say, I was the Sweet Valley High girl, not a Babysitter's Club girl, but respect. Harvey. Yes.
I was nervous that DeAndre was going to take this book. This is one of the few, and is one of the few times I read this book really fast also. One of the few times I actually saw the movie first. And then I was like, wow, this is cool. And that book is The Da Vinci Code.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That one's a good one.
Phenomenal book. The movie's great, but the book is crazy.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, it sucks.
Oh, they can kiss my entire black.
Exactly. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
What do we say in this network about Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Harvey?
Oh, say it.
Yeah. Welcome. Has anybody read the autobiography of Juan Oates? It's amazing.
I was like, did he write the Da Vinci?
He write the Da Vinci?
I remember wrote it.
That's my favorite human ever, Kendra.
and that video is doing well. It's been hitting 10,000 views on TikTok.
Because everyone's like, yeah, that guy's black and or Mexican. For sure. Yeah. They're just finding out he's just white.
And or.
And or.
I can't look at him the same.
That's the option? That's the ever. I'm sorry,
oh, go on.
Oh, good. Oh, my fucking goodness.
All right. Kendra, what's your next pick?
I mean, the first person that I fell in love with books, Dr. Seuss. There's a Walk-It in My Pocket. I don't like that cat that had the shits too long. So there was a Walk-It in My Pocket. Yeah,
that's great. That was the first Dr. Seuss book you remember?
It's my, he's the first author. Remember, this is my favorite Dr. Seuss book.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
So that counts as a series, though? So then, like, no more Dr. Seuss books?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, Cat in the Hat had a sequel, but.
Like a horrible
that's
movie.
That's it.
A horrible
Mike
movie.
Mike Myers started to go, there's a 2000s for you.
How cool would it be just to think about it? How cool it'd be if Cat in the Hat was a little bit more adult.
Oh yeah,
had some more adult things in the movie. Oh my goodness. I think that should be fire. Write it up,
but with like Mike Myers.
Keep Mike Myers with that shit.
Oh god,
keep Mike Myers away with humor. All that shit.
All right, could you imagine Shrek redone like that? Oh my god. Okay,
it already is pretty adult.
I mean, it is. It'd be a lot worse. All right, Casey, what's your next pick?
The Princess Bride, Bob.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have a copy of that book, and it seriously weighs like 7 pounds. It is like a ridiculously heavy book. I don't get it. Okay, round 4. We have The Hate U Give, The Color Purple, The Babysitter's Club, Christie's Great Idea. Sorry. The Da Vinci Code. I love you, Shanna. The Da Vinci Code. There's a Walk-It in My Pocket. And The Princess Bride. All right. Round 5. Casey, what's your next pick?
Do you want to see my
list?
Well, no, I've already seen your list. Just kidding. But I am going to go a little bit unconventional. Because technically I said books. I didn't necessarily include this in the grand scheme of things, but Watchmen, the deluxe edition.
Which is a book, technically. That is really a book.
It is.
It actually has chapters in the actual book.
The book is like freaking yay thick. Mm-hmm.
Nice. But yeah, okay.
Graphic novels are included in books.
I would definitely give you that. It's not really a comic graphic novel or a comic book. That really is actually a fucking book.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably count graphic novels. Yeah. I don't know about comic books, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lisa said, this is the most ridiculous list ever. Yes. Welcome to our network.
Welcome to Tuesday night.
Welcome to Kendra.
Well, wait for this one.
Okay. Speaking of Kendra, what is your next pick?
This book is one of the most well done illustrated kids books. I remember, I don't know if you guys had people come to your school and just read for some reason, but we did pretty often. And they brought The Stinky Cheese Man and other fairly stupid tales. And I love that book visually. I love the stories. But yeah. And then I had to get it at the Scholastic Book Fair the next time they rolled into town.
Nice. That's my favorite pick of yours so far. I love the Stinky Cheese Man.
He's so cute, too. That's a cute tattoo. That'd be a cute tattoo.
Good choice. Well, we don't have to worry about Kendra taking any of anybody's picks or us taking hers. I love it.
Yeah, I've got zero kid books on my list.
I have one. Okay, Harvey. Well, two. Anne of Green Gables kind of counts. Okay, Harvey, what's your next pick?
Whew, let's see. I have a lot of picks here. I don't know which one to go with.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. All right, I'm going to go back to the classic. Let's go with The Catcher in the Rye.
You son of a- I got that. I have it. I ordered it. I'm going to read it.
Tell me what. Let me know what you think.
I did get that.
I need Kendra to be a Salinger girly. Okay.
I read the synopsis, and I was like, "This sounds up my alley." But we'll see. I'm on Kenan Thompson's memoir right now, so.
Nice. Okay. All right, Shanna, fifth pick.
I am going with. Stop it, Larry. I'm going with.
Larry should be a book.
It should. My autobiography. I'm going with Me Before You.
Ooh. Okay.
That was a movie, right?
It was, yeah. Okay. That it was. Okay, good choice. Dre, what is your next pick?
So, Kendra, persuade me. I didn't have any kids' books.
If you take mine, swear to
God. But I have to go kid book here because this book has helped me not throw my kids. So, so I am going Go the Fuck to Sleep. Yes. Go the Fuck to Sleep. Listen. It was something just we did laugh with, but when I read to my daughter. It helps actually. So yeah, I'm going to go to fuck to sleep.
I wish that had existed when I had a small child. A great book.
It did. It just wasn't written.
Yeah, no. I mean, my mom said that.
she said, these are the nicest ways possible to say go to fuck to sleep.
Okay, it is my pick, and I am going to be, I guess, taking my second favorite Stephen King book, Misery.
So good.
Ah, damn it. The ankles.
Yep. Hey, in the movie, they're only broken. In the book, they're completely cut off.
Oh, my God.
That seems a little bit more aggressive.
Yep. Yeah, she cut things off.
Stephen King is a mess. Like, there's some problems.
She also makes dirty mop water that also has his urine in it. So,
See, Misery walked so Saltburn could run.
Exactly. Right?
Because that one's voluntary and one's not. Just saying. Okay, round five. Watchmen, the deluxe edition. The Stinky Cheese Man. Catcher in the Rye. Me Before You, Go the Fuck to Sleep, and Misery. And we're on our bench, so this is our final pick. And I am actually going to take a book that I already mentioned. Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. That book is fantastic. If you've not seen this girl that reads these books on TikTok, she is so freaking funny. There's a whole series of these books that are look like kids' books, but double entendres all the way throughout. It's great. Okay. Dre, what is your bench pick?
So this is not my pick, but going up this, I just got a book called These Nuts for a kid book.
Yep.
It's that's fucking hilarious. it's fucking hilarious, by the way. Howard, though, this last book, people won't believe me if I told them, but this is one of my favorite books. Do I believe a lot of shit in this book? No, but if you take it as entertainment, this is one of the most entertaining books ever. And it's the Bible. The Bible.
Are you serious? No, I'm sorry.
The Bible is one of the most entertaining books ever. If you take it as entertainment and not just as
yeah,
it is it has everything.
It really does have everything.
Literally, it has everything.
It's everything. So honestly, though, like, agree, because like on Sunday morning, you know, there's nothing on TV back in the day. Like those Bible cartoons, they're fucking fire. Like
Veggie Tales.
Yeah, I'd be like, where is my hairbrush?
Bye, Lisa.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Okay, sorry. Dre, I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what you're picking. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No. I mean,
the Bible. That's again, a great again, choice.
People don't understand. Like, people won't believe that because who I am, man. I don't believe religion. However, though, if you take the Bible and the Quran as literally just entertainment, they're just they're fire. It's a fire book.
It's the filthiest stuff you'll ever read in your life. Mm-hmm. All right, Shanna, what is your bench pick?
Well, real quick, I'm going to share a story because Dre mentioned the book, These Nuts. When my daughter was little, we pulled up outside of my apartment building and these two squirrels were humping in the tree and she didn't know what was going on. She's like, Mama, is that squirrel trying to bury his nuts? And I'm like, yep. Literally. So with that being said, my bench pick is an animated book, but however, it is not a children's book. It is This Book Sucks by Beavis and Butthead.
That's cool. Good job. All right, Harvey, what's your last pick?
Ooh. I have like a classic or I have a graphic novel. I think I'm going to do the graphic novel. Long time ago, I used to work in Barnes & Noble. Long time ago. And nice. I've worked at two different locations. And I worked
that
at
when the franchise launched?
No, we just had one book. That was it.
The Bible.
The Bible. Jesus was there for the signing. The first graphic novel that I ever read, which was, no, it's the second, but I'm going to go with Preacher.
Preacher?
Preacher is actually really good. And obviously it became a series, and the series wasn't as good as the books, but Preacher was amazing.
They usually aren't. Yeah. Okay. Kendra?
I'm going to go memoir for my last one, and it's Issa Rae's The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. Better put
Is she old enough to have a memoir?
I mean, she worked pretty hard in those first few years. She went to Stanford, then she got YouTube. And then the show. It's pretty good.
All right, and last pick, Casey. What else do you want to take from my catalog?
Well, I mean, I have, a whole list of things here that I could pick from off of your list. Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, good one. Good choice. Okay, so for our bench, we have Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber, The Bible, This Book Sucks, Preacher, Misadventures of the Awkward Black Girl, and Tuesdays with Maury. Good job, everybody. How do you guys feel about those picks?
So before we start, we will go on two things.
I know you gotta do your
Oh no. One, I'm a mentor.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
A couple. Don't do the whole library, but a couple.
Here, I'll start and we'll just zigzag through. I had more classics. I almost picked Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I had a lot of the classics, like Wuthering Heights, Scarlet Letter, and Still Alice was one that I really almost picked as well. And then Runaway Jerry.
Shit, you put one in my head that I probably should have been on my fucking list. Damn it. Anyway, Lord of the Flies. Not that one, but the Scarlet Pimpernel. The Scarlet Pimpernel is actually a really good fucking book, and it should have been on my damn list. The Scarlet Pimpernel of Mice and Men and Ready Player One, because I'm reading that right now, and So those are my religious.
Very cool.
Shannon? I had Stardust, my favorite book of all time. I had, let's see here, I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah, This Little Life. If you have a desire to have your emotions destroyed, that one is for you. It's, I mean, if you need a cathartic cry, go for it.
Okay. Harvey?
I had LA Confidential. I had Fight Club. Obviously, The Godfather, one of my favorite books ever. The Godfather, one of my favorite books ever. And then I went into a rabbit hole of Black authors, and I came out with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, The Fire Next Time. I got deep into James Baldwin, I'll tell you that. I Am Not Your Negro.
Oh, it was such a good fucking book.
And the only other one for my last two, it was either Preacher or 1984.
I had 1984 as well.
I also had Animal Farm on here too.
I did too. Yeah. 1984 gave me nightmares. Kendra.
I had a VC Andrews one too, but I had Heaven because that's my favorite series. I had an American Girl series one, Meet Samantha, because she was the best doll. I never could afford it, but wanted it. And then I had two other memoirs, Tig Notaro, the comedian, and then Dave Holmes, the MTV VJ. He actually did a really good one. If you like music, he has like a song for every chapter. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. And Casey.
I had Frankenstein, obviously, because I like the horror. Final Girl Support Group. The only memoir I had. No, I had two memoirs on my list. Steve Jobs and A Quiet Madness, the biography of Edgar Allan Poe. And book by An Evening at the Movies icon, Meg Hafdahl, Her Dark Inheritance.
Very nice. All right.
So I guess I was going to say Cam's. However, you did have one of Cam's picks that mentions. However, did you read $40 Million Slave?
Say that again?
$40 Million Slave.
I don't think so.
Oh, such a good fucking book. Anyway. All right, so Kim has Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. She had Conversations with God, The Alchemist, I Know Why the Caged Birds Sing, A Time to Kill, and for her bench, the Divergent series.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot I had Hunger Games, too. Very nice. All right, well, Dre, you want to take us into the next round?
Yes. Before we go into the future, we must go into the past. Songs from the year we were born, from mature to young. We have third place, we have Casey. Second place, we had Kendra. And first place, we had Harvey. And for saddest TV moments, third place, we had Amanda. Second place, we had Kendra. And for first, we had me.
Of course. Why don't you want me, man?
So that one, and like I said, Opie's death, I'm surprised that came back to me. like Opie's death came back to me. I was like, what the hell? So those two things, we went into, was I won by a lot. A whole lot, actually. All right, so next week, we are doing... my pick is movies from the year we were born. I'm taking the idea from Harvey. Thank you, Harvey. So we're doing the movies from the year we were born. So we're doing movies from the years is 1974, 1977, 1978, 1980, 1987, 1988, and 1990.
If anybody takes my 1978 movie, you better sleep with one eye open for the rest of your life. That's all I'm saying.
For the rest of your
Halloween.
Anyway,
And then Harvey, I don't know what yours is.
Oh, all right. So my pick is alternate movie endings. So what you had to do is pick a movie, change the ending significantly, and for us, anybody else can pick the same movie as long as they don't pick the same kind of ending that you have. So I think there's an opportunity to just change it up, have some fun with it, make it something different. I think we're going to have fun. I have the next one. If I happen to win one of these, I got the next one. It's going to be fun.
Oh, he's planned out 2 years in advance of
what. Damn right.
Okay. Is this the order? Yes, see, I said only like two people moved. Okay. So we are now moving on to movie scores drafts. And the order is Kendra, Dre, Harvey, Shanna, Casey, and me. Okay. Kendra, you're first. What do you got?
I hope no one takes my picks. I don't have a lot. I'm going to go with Jurassic Park first. When they go open those gates, it still gives me like goosebumps.
Did you see the video I posted of Larry with the Jurassic Park music?
No.
It's pretty great.
Okay, I'll have to find that. Man, okay. Dre.
I was so ready. Again, Kim will listen to this. Big shout out to her. She has the flu, so that's why she couldn't be here.
Aww.
And I was so ready to choose between picking fucking with Cam or fucking with Casey. But since Cam's not here, I got to fuck with Cam. So I am going to go Harry Potter here.
Should have fucked with Casey. Damn it.
I still pick in front of you.
I ain't getting anything I want. Okay. Harvandre.
I think I'm going to do the unthinkable. I have to, for me, scores represents when I hear the music, I know exactly what movie it is.
Yep. That's
don't
what I'm
do it.
To.
Don't
and
do it.
The only, and as much as I despise this whole fucking series,
he's doing okay. It.
I'm going to go with Star Wars.
I hate everything. You.
I'm here Casey, for
baby. You knew Star Wars wasn't getting to you.
Come on, you're at end. Five. Come on.
Well, okay, let's see. Kendra not picking Star Wars. Dre fuck Star Wars.
On Harvey, my list. Star Wars.
That's.
At this,
I had a shot.
I had to do it. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
All right, Shanna.
My number one. Is probably the most iconic score that I can think of. I can hear the first 10 notes and I know exactly what movie it comes from. I'm going with Last of the Mohicans.
Nice.
Okay. I don't know that.
You know really? Heard it.
You actually do. You just don't know that you
yeah.
Don't. Yeah. Okay. One of those.
Emily loves that fucking movie.
Yeah. It's she a beautiful
music
movie.
Is great. Mm. Okay, Casey.
Sorry, Casey.
No, you're fine because you basically ripped off a Band-Aid that forces my hand to pick a movie that was scored by a man who directed said movie. My first pick is Halloween.
Okay.
I was going to take Star Wars and let Amanda have Halloween, but you took Star Wars, so blame Harvey.
Okay, is my pick, and I am going to go with Jaws.
Good one.
I was going to take Jaws.
I mean, that's not a bad secondary pick. You can't have not Halloween.
At not at all. Jaws is amazing.
Yeah. All right. So, round one, we have Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Last of the Mohicans, Halloween, and Jaws. And now it is my turn again. Man, I don't know what to take next. Ooh, I guess I am going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. I'm just going to start Googling Rat. Movies.
Shanna, what is your second
don't
pick?
You have to go with Casey?
Oh my god!
Oh, the hate is real.
It's Halloween. Fuck you!
Oh my god! Go for it.
I'm just looking over here.
Amanda's next. pick would have been.
I was looking over here and saw Shannon in the corner of this. I thought it was her turn. I'm sorry. Please.
I'm going to go black and white. I'm going to stay in the same genre, though.
You goddamn
Psycho.
I should have picked that first. Great that pick. Was stupid. Great pick. All right. Okay, sorry. Now, Shanna.
I am going to go with the theme song I hear in my head anytime I go into Walmart, and it is the theme from Indiana Jones.
Nice. Good one. Okay. Harvey.
I am going to go with many freaking options. This is bugging me. So many options. It is. There are. Let's go with. Let's. Damn it. Let's go with E.T.
Oh, yeah. Definitely know that one when you hear it. Okay, Dre.
Beverly Hills Cop. I gave you a chance to take it.
To be honest, I don't think a score when I think of that, but you're right. You're completely right. For me, that feels soundtracky, but no, you're right.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you. The score is good if you think about it for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendra.
Home Alone.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
I can't wait to count how many of all of our choices are John Williams.
Yeah.
Like, they're all going to be.
Or Hans Zimmer.
Oh, yeah, that's what I just said. And Hans Zimmer, yeah. Okay. So round two, we have Pirates of the Caribbean, Psycho, Indiana Jones, E.T., Beverly Hills Cop, and Home Alone. Okay, Kendra, your third pick.
I'm gonna go horror. I'm gonna go Us.
Oh, the
Jordan Peele movie.
Okay, that is good music. Good job. Okay, Dre.
I am gonna go The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess that one is pretty good too. I was trying to remember it. Yeah. Okay. And Harvey.
I just thought of one. I'm gonna hopefully save it. I don't know if it'll make it. It may get it back won't. To me. You're probably right. Take it now. Do it. I'm gonna go with Back to the Future.
Nice. Okay. I had that as well. Shanna.
I'm going with Titanic.
Do you know? Okay, so you have the Celine Dion song, but you know, like, how mad I was at, like, 10 years old to buy that CD, and it all be just, like, classical music and then Celine Dion. I was like, I'm 10. I'm, like, listening to Spice Girls at the same time. I was like, what the hell is this? I wouldn't appreciate it till years later.
The score of that movie is fantastic.
So, before we go on about Titanic, let me say this. Okay. I'm not gonna say fuck Titanic. Well, not in those words anyway. So I watched the Titanic again because the movie listing it was on. I watched most of it. Two things. I fucking hate Billy Zane. I really want to punch him in his face. It's a punchable fucking face. Like, he really
I pay money to punch him.
Like his character or him in real life?
I think it's him in real life, actually. Got to change.
I don't feel like he was acting. I feel like he was just walking by. They're like, could you just be here? And they're like, put a suit on him. And he's like, okay.
Also, to mess with Amanda, the I never let go part at the end. She didn't mean that way. However, though, when she about to kill herself, he said, I never let go. And did not let go. Pulled her ass back. Got in trouble for it, the poor ass back.
He said, again, I won't let go.
Because he wanted to smang, okay? Yeah. He wanted to dick her down. Yeah. And then once it was done, the boat went down. She was like, you know what? Wasn't that great.
Wow.
I'm going to keep the necklace. So there you go.
Wow.
You know for a fact, all three of us girls know, if he had done his job, she would have found a way to get him on that door.
Yeah, she. That, I'm
Jack as a man, can I just say, if she had gone down like the boat had, maybe, maybe she would have worked out.
Oh my god!
She don't seem like the type.
She was going to give up riches for a homeless man. Yeah,
but to be fair. Right. To be fair, he was a homeless dude. There's no way I'm going out. I'm not going near the gooch gunk. Like, no.
But No. You won't go near the gooch gunk, but you let him put it in you?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
I don't want to smell.
It's 1912. They all smell.
But that's my point, I'm sure there was a distinct difference between the smell of cows and
fancy old ladies, they still smell because they're old. That's how people smell 1912. That it's like, well, grandma has on perfume, but there's still that old people. Yes. That's 1912.
You are very correct about that.
Kendra, Jesus Christ.
I think about how bad people have smelled in history a lot. I'm like,
God. Oh my god, why?
I don't know.
Okay, let's not open that can of worms. All right. Casey, what is your next pick?
God. So we need to move along. So I'll make everybody an offer they can't refuse and take the Godfather off the list right now.
Good pick. Good pick.
Okay. And it is on me. And I'm going to go with Batman, 1989.
Damn good pick. Damn good pick.
Thank you.
Prince.
Danny Elfman. All right.
Yeah, I was going to say the score was Danny Elfman.
You're correct.
Prince
is with the soundtrack, though.
Right.
Definitely fire.
Mm-hmm. So round three, we have Us, The Breakfast Club, Back to the Future, Titanic, The Godfather, and Batman.
The Godfather. I like how you said it.
If you know, you know. Okay. So it is round four and it is my turn again. And damn it. I am going to take Black Panther.
Oh, you suck. You suck. You suck. You suck.
I'm sorry. I left it there for a hot minute, you guys. One of the best Marvel scores.
It's the best thing they're ever going to do.
The last thing I had on my list, I got to go to the list now. Okay.
All right, well, you have a minute. Okay. Casey, what's your next pick?
Eddie Scissors.
Nice. Yeah, I had that too. All right. I literally spelled it like scissors. Okay.
Get slizzard.
Yes, lizard. I gotcha. All right, Shanna.
I am going with the Goonies.
Oh my, but I literally have to Google something now.
Kendra, I'm with you, baby. I'm with you.
Casey, these people don't appreciate
we're not. We're the ghetto things club. Like,
I figured you'd be in the finer things club, Kendra. You belong.
That'd be a little fun. Let's see.
Where are we at? Oh, Harvey.
Do it now.
Okay.
This is chopper.
Stop doing that. That's creepy. I'm gonna go. It's either this one or this one. It's all right. Let's go with Beetlejuice.
Nice. I literally have one thing left now.
Danny Elfman, yeah. Dude, just mess with me, man. I have to take it.
I had like three Elfmans I couldn't decide. You can do it.
I was planning on the whole back half of my roster being nothing but Danny Elfman until the hostess stole Batman from me.
The hostess with the mostest.
Oh. All right, Dre.
going up for Google help. All right, I am going Schindler's List.
Oof. Nice.
Oh. That one is hauntingly
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kendra.
One time I had my music on shuffle when I was baking, and Schindler's List came on. I was like, nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody
okay,
hear.
So.
Oh God. You were baking? Oh my God.
I was baking cookies. Oh, and I was like, turning that off.
No. God. No. No.
Oh no. Okay.
So we got it.
I was like, bad taste.
Kendra and Dre, there are so many like really big obvious choices that haven't been taken. So
I have to go off me though. I mean,
that's true.
I always choose to have to go with things. And I actually do like, I like the acting of Schindler's List, not the concept of it, the acting of the movie Schindler's List. So, you know.
Okay, Kendra.
I'll take it back. I said I did like movie scores because this was like my favorite movie as a kid before the score of the movie, and it was Bambi. I think it's so beautifully done. I was as a kid, like, that is beautiful.
Oh, okay, good choice.
I have a lot of Bambi stuffed animals.
I had a Bambi. He was really cute. Okay, round four. We have Black Panther, Edward Scissorhands, The Goonies, Beetlejuice, Schindler's List, and Bambi. Now we're on round five, and Kendra, it is your pick.
I'm going to stick with Disney, another favorite of mine. I saw it four times in theaters just because I love the intro music, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Nice.
So good.
Okay.
And now I have time to look for one more because I know no others.
Dre, what is your next pick?
Let's keep the Disney train rolling and let's go to Lion King.
Nice. I'm surprised that lasted this long.
Yeah,
because I think of the soundtrack. I don't think of the music.
Oh, yeah.
I think of, like, the song. Like, I think of Simba.
I literally just watched Lion King like 2 hours ago, so
nice. See, it's in your brain. Harvey.
Let's go with Get Out.
Nice. Mm. Very good. Mm. Okay, Shanna.
I am going to go with another alien movie. I'm going with Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ooh, good one.
That's John Williams again, right? Or is that Hans Zimmer? Yeah. What is that? Oh, that's John Williams.
I think that's John Williams. Yeah. Okay. And Casey.
Karate Kid.
Nice. Okay. We should really start a band. It is my pick. And this is hard. I'm gonna go with Black Swan.
Okay. We should do a I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network karaoke night.
That would be great.
I'll think about it, but I mean, copyright shit. I would love to.
We can only sing 29 seconds of the song.
That's all you guys need to hear me.
Okay, Joe, what's your name?
Not even that one.
Don't come after us for singing the Karate Kid. All right. Sorry, round five. Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Lion King, Get Out, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, The Karate Kid, and Black Swan. And we are down to our bench. Ugh, I feel like I'm just going to take another obvious one. Not just because they're obvious, they're really good, but there's so many left. Actually, I changed my mind. I'm going with The Social Network. Because that Trent Reznor, that was a really great score. Okay.
He did a really, I'm not going to say it in case someone else has it. I doubt it, but.
Trent Reznor is a lot better at scoring music than I had ever anticipated he would be. Yeah. So it was a lovely surprise. All right, Casey.
That one or that one?
That one.
That one. No, the other one.
Or this one. Seriously was going to use fucking The Social Network for my damn bench. Thank you, co-host.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just go Rocky.
Nice. Mm. That was one of the ones I was considering. All right.
So are those good? Like, he's good in those.
Define good.
Because, like, I watched, like, 5 minutes of King of Tulsa, and I was like, this is the guy?
I like Tulsa King. I enjoyed it.
It was ridiculous.
I think that he's good in the first one because he is basically literally playing himself. Like, as they go on and he's kind of, you know, becoming more of an actor and they're changing his character. But I think the first one was pretty genuine. Doesn't mean it's great, but the Rocky movies are good. You should give them a try.
Yeah.
Kendra, go back in time. Watch Eddie Murphy's Raw. and then he summarizes it for you in the end of that Eddie Murphy's Raw. Okay? Just let you know. Watch that, and then you figure out what you want to do with that.
100% perfect summed up.
Rocky 2 is better than Rocky 1. I said what I said. Mm-hmm. All right, Shanna.
Well, I had my choice picked, and then everybody started going the Disney route. So I kind of feel like I need to throw a Disney one in here. Okay. I am going to go with Disney's animated Robin Hood.
Yeah, my vote.
Oh God, I gotta go watch that movie now. I haven't seen it forever.
What? Take an edible and watch it like before you. It's so you're just like, this is about fucking taxes, man. Like, this is deep. I was just sitting there like, why was I so invested in this tax? I love that movie.
I just like when they get all the bags of jewels. I'm like, ah. Mm-hmm.
So I love pretty. When the snake crosses his arms.
Yeah.
When you guys were kids and you watched these movies like Aladdin and like this, where they have like just jewels and bags of jewels or like the Goonies or whatever, did you ever, I always thought someday I'm just going to come across a satchel of jewels. Like
they have, like
they tell you that could happen in these movies.
That like in the they probably had in the 80s too, but the 90s they had those like rock tumblers where you put it and it looks like a rock, and then you sit there and crank it, and then they are jewels. And I had one of those, so I did have a little baggie, like I was a Goonie, but I never found any.
You guys were thinking like I'm gonna come across a bag of jewels,
yeah,
and I'm sitting here thinking like how am I gonna pawn these off?
How
am I gonna get the money for these?
Yeah, I just wanted the jewelry.
Yeah, just like
I wanted the dollars because I could buy Snickers with the dollars. I can't buy Snickers with jewels. My priorities were legit.
Harvey, what's your bench?
Oh, Chariots of Fire.
Ooh.
Oh.
Sounds intense.
You know Chariots of
you
Fire.
You absolutely know Chariots of Fire.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. The slow motion runs. And they never run into anything that's really good for me.
They're just running on the beach.
Some bullshit.
I'm not running on the beach. No.
What's your best pick, Betty?
My next pick is from movies that I really don't like at all. I fucking can't stand. But
Titanic's already taken.
No, I said movies, plural. Movies I don't like. And
Star Wars is already taken.
That's true. however, though, I'm going to go James Bond here. All the 007 movies.
You don't like any James Bond movies?
No. Casino Royale, maybe. But
that makes me sad.
Why did I say it? A Time to Kill? No. A View to a Kill.
No.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan of James Bond movies at all. But maybe, like I said, Casino Royale, only because I love poker and any scenes kind of poker scene. And I like to see Octopussy.
Just because you like to say Octopussy.
Is Casino Royale the one where they smack his balls with the tennis racket?
Whoa.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie, but it's definitely Like they put him on this chair.
No, like they don't get that hardcore.
You're thinking of James Bondage.
Yeah.
No, they like sit him on this chair that has like an open like section, and then they take like a croquet, not a croquet mallet, but like a badminton mallet or like a tennis racket. Mallet. And they smack up into his balls. Maybe it's just a fever dream.
Okay.
I don't want to Google that.
Please don't.
I don't want to know.
Kendra, what's your bench?
I thought of one. Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh.
James Dean.
What girl hasn't had their James Dean phase? I have so many pictures and boxes.
Yeah, he was attractive. All right. So our bench, we have The Social Network, Rocky, Animated Robin Hood, Chariots of Fire, James Bond, and Rebel Without a Cause. Good job, guys. Those are good choices.
I need to say Cam's. Cam had Black Panther. She had The Breakfast Club. She had Barbie.
Ooh.
Django Unchained. Mm-hmm. And Canto. And for her bench, Burlesque.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Kendra, do you have honorable mentions? We'll go the other
no,
way.
No, literally none.
Oh, yeah. You already said that. Okay, sorry. Gray, no honorable mentions?
So I have two. Well, so I put two down just in case. A Sound of Music was the one of the last one.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
Harvey.
I had two left. I had North by Northwest because you can't go wrong, and I had Tarzan because I loved the music to Tarzan. Yeah, I love Tarzan.
Okay,
that's like Phil Collins. Yeah, huh? Like Phil Collins.
Yeah,
Phil Collins.
Absolutely,
he went so hard for that. Like,
yeah,
it is like 1,000 times better than the movie soundtrack.
He was going for that Oscar. He was like,
he was working hard. He was like, Felton John can do it. I can do it. No, Shanna.
I had a couple, actually three. I had Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
I had Disney's Fantasia.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then one that a lot of people sleep on, Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That is a score.
That is a great movie. Casey?
I have a shit ton more because I'm more prepared than Kendra and Ray. But
stay what you want.
I won't go down the whole list, though, but I had The Untouchables, The Wizard of Oz, Pink Panther, Superman 1978, Forrest Gump, Silence of the Lambs, and Saving Ryan's Privates.
Nice.
Phil Collins did get the Oscar.
Yeah, boy.
He still don't have an EGOT. Elton John got his EGOT last night, y'all.
Oh.
And he didn't even go.
I know.
He had knee surgery.
What did he get an Emmy for?
His
last concert. His farewell to the Yellow Brick Road.
Whatever, man. That's not even real.
Like, hey, he got an EGOT. Less than like 20 or people or less have done that. So
No. It's an EGOT, but if he goes, it's all right.
I had The Dark Knight, Terminator 2. I had Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, not the animated Robin Hood.
Ooh, yeah.
That was one of my favorite scores growing up. And then I had The Hateful Eight and Joker. Mm.
Another Hateful one I just thought of was Poetic Justice. That was a really good one.
Mm. Okay. Good pitch.
I just watched that the other day.
Oh, I love that. I watched that movie so much when I was a teenager. Way more times than I should have because I didn't even fully understand it. But I was just in love with that movie. All right, everybody. Good job. And I'll let Dre take us out. Or I can have everybody say goodbye first. Kendra, you want to say
goodbye first? Yeah.
Oh, hello. Goodbye. You can find me.
Hello.
Goodbye. You can find me at crushedgasmpodcast.com and also at kendrawritestuff.com. And I write stuff all the time. What did I just do? Oh, the most iconic cartoon characters of the 21st century so far. Ooh. Some other good ones. All the actors you might have forgotten have been on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because you look back and a lot of people have been. But you know, good stuff. So crushgasmpodcast.com, kendrawritestuff.com. Thank you. And vote for me. If you love Scholastic Book Fair, you'll vote for me.
Hi. This was fun. This was fun. You can always find me at harveylaguerre.com for Men of the Prize. We are deep in, well, not deep. We are somewhat deep. We're about to drop, as of this recording, we're about to drop episode 4. Good season. Love is Black podcast. We're dropping episodes when we can. It's still really hard writing chapters, but we do what we can. I was going to say, DeAndre, you didn't have The Wiz as a score that you loved. I, for some reason, assumed that you would pick that.
So, when I think of The Wiz, I think about the soundtrack.
Right. I hear you.
And the score, and I know the score, but it won't help me win because it's too black.
Too black. Yeah, I know. So, I didn't pick Dreamgirls. Yeah, which is one of my favorite. I'm trying to win. By the way, vote for me.
No,
just saying.
No,
it's been a while, you know. You know, so feel free
it's
to
been
vote.
27 for... minutes. I don't want to hear your age. You're counting the minutes, but good.
I have a fun one. Please,
27 minutes is a while for some people.
When you're Harvey's age, it sure is.
Hey, I may not make it another 27 minutes. Vote for me. I may not be here to appreciate it. Please do.
Well,
it.
Tell Carice where your like list of topics are in case you win.
As long as we have that, we're good.
Yes. All right.
Bye. This was a lot of fun. It was fun screwing with Amanda because it's been a while since I've done that. But An Evening at the Movies drops every Wednesday morning, bright and early. We've got a brand new guest up tomorrow morning. Subject is still kind of mysterious, but we'll leave it to just tune in tomorrow and find out. But also, we will be doing Black Cinema in February. And after that, movies that everybody should see once in their lifetime coming up in, well, basically coming up for the spring. So stay tuned for that. If you have ideas for movies that you would like to see recommended for that theme, feel free to reach out to myself and I will do everything in my power to get you or your movie on the schedule for this spring. So thank you very much. This was a lot of fun and Next.
Ski school.
I thought you were going to say skeet. I'm like,
Ski.
Technically, Kendra did request ski school, so it will be going on the schedule, and she will be making a guest appearance on an evening at the movies. She just doesn't know it yet.
So bad.
I am Shanna, one of the hosts of Crime Rewind. Amanda and I are officially back from our holiday hiatus, so we will be dropping a new episode soon. technical difficulties. Did you ever? Never mind. I'll talk to you later about that. So yeah,
yes,
definitely.
I did.
And I'm not there. Okay, we'll figure it out. All right.
Okay, and I am Amanda, host of the Sip List and interim host of this draft episode. You can find the Sip List every Thursday. We do top five episodes coming up. Casey and I did our tribute to Matthew Perry and did our top five Chandler Bing moments. So if you want to reminisce about Friends and Chandler, check us out for that. And the week after, we have, what did we do? Movies with a city in the title. Top five movies with a city in the title. And that's me and Casey and Chris. So, yeah, check us out. And thank you, Dre, for letting me host.
Good job, Amanda.
Good job, Amanda.
So, I actually forgot if Casey, I know Casey asked for a particular date, but I don't know if it's next week or was it February 6th, you said, Casey?
February 6th, because that's the day before my day.
Okay, so February 6th, Casey will be hosting us. So I'm not 100% sure who's hosting next week, but we will have a host. So again,
my RV.
listen, if Harvey went to, it's on him.
If I get at least one win, I would love to host. If I get both, then you know I have to host. But well, a man can dream.
Next week won't be yours though. It'll be half yours. So, two weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, with that being said, my name is Dan Robin. I'm a host of Masturbators, the podcast about brackets. And actually, next week, tomorrow, actually, the bracket review, Harvey and Casey will be on that one tomorrow. That's dropping today's tomorrow. So on Fridays, what? two days in the half. It's confusing.
What?
But it's out.
If you're watching live,
the people that watch live, then yes, it will drop in tomorrow. If you listen or watch on Friday, it dropped on Wednesday. All right. So and thank you for all the bracket reviews are doing numbers. So thank you for everybody that's listening and doing all that kind of good stuff. We are recording the second part of Big Bang Theory for season-to-season on Friday. That should be out on Friday or Saturday. And thank you for the people that's listening to that as well. My name is DeAndre Robinson. I love you guys, and we are